Nolte, LA City Council Scandal Again Proves Democrats Are the Real Racists. By John Nolte on October 12, 2022. Los Angeles City Council President Nuri Martinez referred to the black child of one of her colleagues, Councilman Mike Bonin, as a monkey. She referred to Bonin, who is gay, as a little bitch. She attacked another politician, saying, "Fuck that guy. He's with the blacks." She ridiculed immigrants from Oaxaca, a state in Mexico, as so ugly. Nuri Martinez is a Democrat. Sitting in this meeting was Councilman Kevin De Leon, who not only said nothing about the racist slur monkey but, per the far-left Los Angeles Times, appeared to compare Bonin's handling of his child to Martinez holding a Louis Vuitton handbag. Also in the meeting and not heard protesting this cruel and racist talk about a child, was Councilman Gil Cedillo in Los Angeles County Federation of Labor President Ron Herrera. All three council members have so far refused to resign. Martinez has only resigned as council president. With all this in mind, what's important to remember is that when Democrats and their corporate media allies accuse Republicans and conservatives of racism, they have to invent race hoaxes. Donald Trump has been repeatedly accused of racism, but there has not been a single piece of proof put forth. Instead, Democrats and the media have had to manufacture outright fables and lies to smear Trump, like the infamous Very Fine People hoax. On that day, Trump explicitly condemned racists and neo-Nazis. But serial liars like Joe Biden spread the lie Trump called neo-Nazis very fine people. And fake newsmen like Jake Tapper allowed that lie to be spread. That's all they got. That's all the left has. Lies. But as I pointed out a couple of years ago, no one has to lie to prove Joe Biden is a racist. And now we have four of the most left-wing Democrats on the planet proving who they are and how they speak when they don't believe anyone's listening. The contempt the left has for Black America is everywhere, not just in these recordings. Who is releasing violent criminals into predominantly Black neighborhoods? Democrats. Who is warehousing Black kids in failing public schools? Democrats. Who has run countless predominantly Black cities into the ground while getting rich? Democrats. Who champions riots, looting, and arson in Black neighborhoods? Democrats. Who champions the Holocaust of abortion in Black communities? Democrats. Whose policies have failed the Black population over and over and over again? Democrats. Who is turning the early death sentence of Black obesity into a new identity group? Democrats. Democrats launched a civil war to hold on to their slaves. Democrats created the Ku Klux Klan. Democrats created Jim Crow. The hostility and hatred Democrats have for Black people is everywhere to see, and now it's on tape for everyone to hear. I have lived in the South for 20 years and have never heard anything like what was said in that LA council meeting. Don't get me wrong, I've heard unacceptable talk. We all have. But nothing like that. That kind of hate and contempt is beyond the beyond. But not at all surprising if you look around at the ongoing wreckage Democrats have deliberately created for too many Black Americans. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.